Welcome. It's the domain day from cheapwinefinder.com. Another companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the cheapwinefinder.com website. It's a cheapie. It's from Aldi, $6.99. Aldi's wine selection has been kind of stagnant for a couple of months now, and this is one that's been there, but I kind of missed. It's the Intermingle California Chardonnay 2020. And actually on the label, it says Buttery California Chardonnay. So there you go. It's $6.99, if I didn't say that already. And it's I checked the California Wine Cola. That's the people who do the labels. And the winery of record is Souter Home on that. And Souter Home is owned by, it's a brand owned by Trinchero Family Estates, who've been around for like 70 years or something. And they do Ménage à Trois and Folie Doux and Charles and Charles and Joel Gott. They have about 45 different wine brands that you've heard of. Plus, they have their own wines. And so they're legit. Souter Home was like a 130-year-old winery that went out of business during Prohibition, and then they brought it back, and now it's like an inexpensive wine. And we're drinking an inexpensive Aldi Chardonnay, so it works. You know, they Trinchero has it was made in at Souter Home's winery, they have probably five or six different facilities to make different wines, and the actual wine they said is Intermingle wine brand, which is not a real thing. So I'm going to take a sip and we're going to talk about it because it's a buttery Chardonnay and it's only $6.99. And it is. It's got butter. I mean, there's... we'll talk about how does butter get into wine, because it's not there naturally. So if you have some kind of toasted oak aging of some sort, and at $6.99, I don't know how they got it in. There's different ways. It could be oak barrels, but there's other ways, and I don't know what it is, so we'll just leave it at that. And if you toast the oak, you know, the right species, the right cut of the oak, it will impart vanilla and chocolate, and vanilla is like one of the building blocks of that. And then you also do malolactic fermentation, which changes the tart natural acid in grapes, especially Chardonnay grapes, into lactic acid, lactose, milk. So you get that vanilla and that milky thing going, and now you got the building blocks of butter. And then you can also stir the lees. The lees are when they leave the dead spent yeast in with the wine during aging. And the more you stir it, the creamier it gets. So you can get, you know, you're getting all these butter things, cream and milky and vanilla kind of going on. So you that's where the butter comes from. And which ones they use here, I don't know. But it actually is, you know, how low can you go? It's not over the top butter. It's real there. If you like your... You like a little bit of that flavor in your Chardonnay, this is about as cheap as you can get a real buttery Chardonnay. It tastes pretty good, you know, and it's decently balanced. Just another sip, and it's, as it goes on, it opens up more and becomes even more balanced. It's just creamy and smooth, and it's got melon and lemon curd and green apple and dried pineapple and maybe nectarine, a little bit of creaminess, a little bit of spice, maybe a little bit of lime. Yeah, it's got decent flavors. My third sip. I chilled it first, figuring an expensive white wine should be chilled. But it's tasting better now that it's warm up. So, you know, a lot of times you see chill the wine. It doesn't always do that. When you chill the wine, it also masks some of the flavors. And I think sometimes inexpensive wines need all the help they get. They don't need any of their flavors masked. So if someone tells you to chill it and you don't feel like it, don't do it. I mean, if you're into chilled wine, if you like that, because I even see people chilling red wine, and fine if you like it. But it seems like room temperature will do it for most people. So what we have here is the Intermingled California Chardonnay 2020, Buttery California. And it actually is, and it's actually about as low as you can go and still get a decent buttery Chardonnay. I know it's buttery isn't always the most popular Chardonnay in the world, but it actually does a decent job of it. And you want an inexpensive daily driver, this will do it. And, you know, because, you know, over the top butter is not where I'm at, but this doesn't have it. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Keep it cheap, stay safe, stay cool. And we'll have more wines. I'm heading off to Costco, so we'll get some of their wines, and we'll talk about those in a couple of days. So adios. Bye-bye.